Challenger, Houston, we have good teachers TV. Go ahead with the lesson, Krista.
Okay. Good morning. This is Krista McAuliffe, live from the Challenger, and I'm going to be taking you through a field trip. I'm going to start out introducing you to two very important members.
That's the voice of former New Hampshire history teacher Krista McAuliffe in 1986, practicing the lessons she planned to teach from outer space. 30 years ago today, McAuliffe boarded the space shuttle Challenger, excited to be the first civilian in space. But the mission ended in tragedy when the shuttle exploded shortly after launch.
My God.
1:15.
There's been an explosion.
Velocity 2,900 feet per second. Altitude 9 nautical miles. Downrange distance 7 nautical miles.
I cannot see the shuttle itself.
McAuliffe was a student at Framingham State University, which is now the home of the Krista Corrigan McAuliffe Center and the Challenger Center. Mary Liscombe, who's former director of the center, and Tess Caswell, a graduate student at Brown University and an aspiring astronaut, both joined us today to mark the 30th anniversary of the Challenger explosion. And we started by asking Mary to describe McAuliffe.
Krista was a person who was very bubbly and friendly, and she knew everyone. Mm-hmm. And when we were freshmen at Framingham, she went to a science conference in New York and met two astronauts there. And she came back, and she had always been excited about the space program anyway. And she told us, you know, she was going to go to space someday, and we were all like, really? We were like, you know, elementary majors, like, really? And it was interesting because, of course, the shuttle hadn't been invented yet, and it was all men who were in the program who were Navy pilots and, you know, very accomplished people. So it really didn't seem like something that would happen, you know, because nothing had happened in that way. So so she wasn't shy about saying that this is what she wanted to do, and we all got a big kick out of it.
And then when she was actually going, that like?
So we were very excited, and knowing her the way we did, we all figured, yeah, she'll do this.
Let's talk a little bit about her also as a teacher. This mm-hmm. is a piece of an interview that Krista McAuliffe did in 1985, a few months before the Challenger launch. Let's listen.
I really hope the students get excited about the space age because they see me as an ordinary person up there in space and maybe can explain some of the things that the astronauts really either haven't taken the time because they're very busy with their experiments, or maybe just for me to see it in a different light.
That's a clip of Krista McAuliffe talking about what she had hoped to do in space, being the first teacher in space, which was what she was supposed to do. You can hear her enthusiasm there. What's happened with her plans for those lessons, and what has the center done to kind of remember that spirit and that passion?
Well, Krista was definitely a person who was ahead of her time as a teacher even back then. Her enthusiasm for teaching was incredible. She was a person who really believed in taking students on field trips. So she would have them have mock trials in the classroom, and she would take them to courtrooms up in Concord, New Hampshire. So I think that what we've done is built on that. And, of course, the Challenger Learning Centers, which are around the country, are an excellent example of that because the students come and experience what it's like to go on a space flight.
Tess, I'm wondering if you can tell us how this experience with Krista McAuliffe and this McAuliffe Centers, how did that affect you? Any influence on you? What do you remember about that? And did you consider some of these things as you were thinking about becoming an astronaut?
Well, the Challenger Center has impacted me directly. And so that's been Krista's influence in my life.
And how so?
My sort of trajectory towards a job at NASA began in Soldotna, Alaska, which is where the Challenger Learning Center of Alaska was built. And when I was in elementary school, I had recently seen a presentation by a person from NASA, and my fifth grade teacher had covered an entire wall of our classroom in a poster of the space shuttle orbiting the Earth. And it ignited my passion for space exploration. At the same time, the Challenger Learning Center of Alaska was being built, and they were doing fundraising for the center. My parents, kind of seeing this confluence of events, called the people who were organizing fundraising for the Challenger Center, and they said, hey, our daughter loves space. You need fundraising. why don't you have her be a child advocate for your center? And maybe she could possibly meet some astronauts, too. So I became this child spokesperson for the Challenger Learning Center of Alaska. And in that process, I met several astronauts who strongly influenced the beginning of my career and my trajectory towards working at NASA.
What did you do at the center? Did you take classes there as well? And tell me one of your, I guess, most vivid memories of what you did there.
Well, as soon as possible, I started participating in the missions because those are a ton of fun for a sixth grader, especially. But I also volunteered at the center and assisted with lessons that were being taught to younger students. And my most vivid memories are of helping these children who are so excited about science and space exploration realize that they could also participate in this adventure. You could see the sort of light come on in their eyes and they're working on these projects and they realize that astronauts are people too and maybe they could be those people.
Hmm. Also, what about, launching into space now? Do you feel very confident in trying to do this and where are you in the process?
So I'm currently a graduate student at Brown University. Mm-hmm. And I was previously a flight controller for the International Space Station program. So I'm one of the thousands of people who are probably in the process of applying for the astronaut program at this very moment. And the odds are slim, but non-zero. And so I'm excited about that. And I would happily hop onto any space exploration vehicle.
Both of you are speaking at the 30th anniversary remembrance of the Challenger explosion tonight. And Tess, you are giving the keynote?
I'm sharing the keynote address with current NASA astronaut Katie Coleman.
So you're going to tell us a little bit about what you're going to say?
So when I first became a flight controller for the ISS, so my first months working on console in the Mission Control Center in Houston, Katie was actually on the space station. So she and I have several stories from shared perspectives, hers as an astronaut on the ISS and me as a flight controller trying to keep her alive and safe up there. And we're going to share some of those stories in a joint talk this evening.
Okay, well, good luck.
Thank you.
Tess Caswell, PhD candidate in planetary science at Brown University, and Mary Liscombe is the former director of the Krista McAuliffe Center at Framingham State University. Mary, thanks to you as well for helping us remember Krista McAuliffe and the Challenger explosion 30 years ago today.
You're welcome. Thank you.
And that's it for today. Radio Boston's a production of 90.9 WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. I'm Deborah Becker. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.